Bannerbox Radio. Good taste is easy to recognize. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Banterbox Radio. I am your host, Thomas Towson, and joining me, of course, is the other host, Dan Knight. Dan Knight, hello.
Hello.
Hello, great. It's good to hear from you.
I didn't say, why do you say great?
It's great. Oh. I'm really glad to hear that you've been doing so well. I'm really
never said
happy.
I was.
Wow, that is absolutely excellent. I hope that you are doing, wow, great. So we have another very exciting show for you this week, episode 6.
Wow, great.
Yeah, great. today, it should be mentioned, today is National Beer Day.
Ooh. Thank the good Lord up above.
it is the it's National Beer Day. Do you know why?
No, I don't. Please inform me of said day.
It's not just for fun. Every day is National Beer Day. However, today is really National Beer Day in that it is the anniversary of the end of Prohibition. So that's a cool little tidbit. Keep that in your brain head.
I will.
April 7th.
That's very when important. It ended.
Yep.
No more Prohibition.
Yep, now you know. So by the time you hear this, it'll probably not be that day, but drink one anyway.
Yeah.
In celebration.
Because like you said, every day.
Every day is National Beer Day.
National Beer. Not officially.
So we have, like I said, we have another great show, and we cannot wait to talk about some weird stuff, some absolutely crazy stuff today.
Yeah, why don't you start us off?
I would love to. There's nothing more.
Stop saying what I'm saying.
All right, so police in Oklahoma say they've intercepted a package last week containing a stuffed Easter bunny filled with 2 pounds of meth.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep. The bunny had a street value of $30,000 and was headed to a residence in Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
Tahlequah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's probably completely wrong, but that's fine.
Yeah.
We're not. I mean, come on.
We're never known for getting the facts straight.
Exactly.
As a rule of thumb, somebody who listened to the last week's episode said it's definitely not iodine you put in your eye.
Yeah.
Definitely not that.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
Looked it up and it was something far more specific. But, yeah, it wasn't iodine
because
that's a disinfectant. And
I also went back and listened to the last episode.
Yeah.
And I do want to point out that I did, in fact, love all of those articles. Get off my back.
I don't understand what
you mean. No, I had someone to give me a hard time because I said that I loved this story. Every article.
I loved it.
Oh, I love this story. Whatever. I did. I loved those ones. Whatever.
Whatever.
Anyway, back to the thing at hand. Authorities said they received a tip about the holiday delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And they picked off the package from resident Carolyn Ross, who admitted to police that she was expecting the delivery and was meant to pass on the illegal substance, quote, to an unknown person at a later date. Ross was held on $75,000 bond.
Ooh.
I want to say... Okay, so it's surprising.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course, yeah, definitely.
But also, she's living in a movie.
She's living in a movie?
Yeah. I mean, how many... Come on.
How come is she... On. What do you...
How many times has this been done? Storing drugs in stuffed animals? Be original.
That's... Yeah, I think I have seen that a few times.
Yeah.
Here
oh, yeah.
There.
I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
However, I still like it.
In celebration of Easter, anyway.
We'd be doing a real disservice not to talk about Easter bunnies filled with meth, which are, by the way, the best Easter bunnies.
Yeah.
Their value is just skyrocketing.
Yeah. Who wants to go, like, you know, Easter morning, wake up, and go downstairs in your jammies, and then go, you know, like, oh, here's my Easter basket, and not find a chocolate rabbit or a stuffed rabbit full of narcotics? I mean,
yeah.
That's every kid's dream.
Oh, God. Can you imagine a chocolate rabbit stuffed with drugs? I wouldn't know them until it's too late.
Yeah.
At least the, like, stuffed animal with meth, it'd just be really heavy.
Just taking a big old bite out of the meth.
But, like, you wouldn't know, really, if it was just given to somebody else.
Yeah, that's true.
We have this theory that your Yoda is probably full of drugs.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, it's definitely not, but...
It's definitely not, but it could.
But it's weird.
I never cut him open.
Yeah.
He could have meth inside him, or other interesting...
Do you want to tell the story of the Yoda? So that this has a frame?
Okay.
Because I'm mentioning that you have a Yoda with drugs in it, but it makes no sense.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so I was... I moved up from Florida not too long ago. Well, about a year...
Back
year
up.
And a half. Yeah, a little while ago. And I was living with my girlfriend at the time, her dad. And I didn't have any... I don't know how anybody had my address there, because I was only there for like a month or two. And we were working on getting a place of our own, an apartment. And one day I was working, and then they told me that there was this large parcel waiting for me to pick up at her dad's house. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they didn't know what it was either, like at the office. But all that was on the box was the word Basement Yoda scrawled on the box. And I was like, what? Like, that's weird. That it can't be for me. But it had my name and his address on it. And so I opened it up, and when you know it, it's a collector's item Yoda. Like,
that's bizarre.
Full scale from,
And no one claimed it. No one claimed that they sent it to you, right? None of his family or
something. I didn't hear,
This is just a mystery thing that appeared.
Yeah.
And totally isn't filled with drugs.
Right?
But probably is.
It came from, like, Pennsylvania. Media, Pennsylvania. I have no idea. I wouldn't know
so
anybody
weird.
Over there
what
either.
Yeah, still, I know the story, and it's still bizarre to me.
Yeah, I don't know, it's like, you can't look a gift horse in the mouth there, a gift Yoda.
Or a meth bunny, yeah. Basically the same thing.
Or a meth bunny, yeah, can you imagine the kid getting a Yoda? If it was filled with meth, I mean, that would be just a bonus, I think, at that point.
Clearly.
Children love meth. All I ever got when I was a kid was a kid's Bible. And that was,
And all you wanted was some meth.
I wanted a Yoda filled with meth. And my parents just, they didn't.
Maybe you got it from the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah. So they just have so much drugs on the side.
Anyway, that's all I've got for this. Why don't you take off?
So yeah, Easter did just happen. So I've got an Easter article.
No, I mean
as well.
Take off. Why don't you get out of here?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll see you later. Anyway, in Sacramento, California, this past Saturday, thousands of people gathered for what was billed as the world's largest Easter egg hunt.
Ooh,
the world's largest. The result was far less magical. 510,000 plastic eggs were dumped on the Capitol Mall grass for the children to collect. The 510,000 eggs were an attempt to break Florida's 2007 world record of 501,000. Mm. Unfortunately, at the sight of the eggs hitting the ground, more than just kids were scrambling for the eggs. You could actually, there you could see adults scooping them up into large plastic bags and even some laundry baskets. And it was a scene of outrage as toddlers looked on and cried as parents pushed and shoved, trying to get as many eggs as they could.
Like every good Easter should be.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't get hurt and all the children aren't crying, it is very wrong.
It's every one of my holidays.
There are three things that Easter is. Ham, crying, and terror.
And terror. Sheer terror. Oh. Parents are literally pushing other people out of the way, Michelle Rodriguez said. Another parent, Corey Hauser, said, adults were trampling over us. At one point, parents could be seen arguing over whether or not the adults should be permitted to help out their children. The eggs themselves were empty, but they could take as many as they got and trade them in for candy later.
Ooh.
So,
great.
So
you know why?
Intense.
So here's what gets me, though. I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, why were the parents so... Why?
Aggressive?
Yeah, why?
Well, there was an admission price,
mm-hmm.
So they probably wanted to get their money's worth.
You know what would be cheaper? If you wanted to spend money,
because
clearly they didn't want their kids to play. They were doing it themselves. If they're trampling other people, the adults are getting in on this action and trampling people.
Yeah.
You know what would be a lot cheaper?
What?
Is going to the store and buying a bag of candy. It's basically an admission cost, and you get all the candy you want.
And you could take it and hit children in the face with it.
And then everyone wins.
Even the kids. Because they can't complain because it's candy.
Yeah.
You just hit me with candy. You just hit me with treats. I can't be mad at you. But yeah, okay. So the entire event was put on by Blue Heart, which is an organization which raises money to help the victims of human trafficking. It was for a good cause. I mean, they were trying, but yeah, they were selling tickets to the event for $20. Many people criticized the event.
It's kind of expensive.
Yeah, $20.
Yeah,
yeah, it was. But I mean, this is like you're part of a Guinness World Record event.
Uh-huh. To have the pleasure of looking for plastic eggs.
Plastic eggs with nothing inside of them.
Yeah.
Well, nothing inside of the regular.
Oh, is there more to this?
There's a VIP one.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds stupid.
Yeah, it does. Many people criticized the event, saying that there were no barricades to prevent people from prematurely collecting the eggs, as well as having a system in place to tell apart the VIP attendees from the regular ones.
They're the ones wearing ascots.
Yeah. Everybody knows VIPs wear ascots. With their hair fluttering slightly in the breeze. The VIP hunt had eggs that were better. Some of the eggs in the VIP hunt had coupons in it for like free food. Mm-hmm.
Some were filled with caviar, others with box wine.
That's true. For the children.
For all the different levels of being a VIP snob.
Some of them just were real eggs that you could throw at the regular people. A Blue Heart board member even tried to calm the crowd in their frenzy by yelling at them to utilize the honor system to no avail.
Uh-huh.
And to make matters worse, they were unable to even qualify for the Guinness World Record because the eggs arrived 2 days prior to the event, which was past the deadline. So all good. Of that work, they got a lot more money. They drummed up a lot of money for the Blue Heart Foundation, but like it was kind of a cluster F, you know.
Whoa, watch your language, mister.
That was a hard letter. fill in the blanks there. But yeah, it was, I guess you take the good with the bad. You got to take
the good, take the bad.
You take them both.
And then you have
human trafficking.
It's one of the greatest gifts to mankind.
It's one of the least well-known sitcoms.
Yep.
Out there. So yeah, that was my, that's my Easter treat for all you.
Great. You said this took place in Florida.
No.
No.
No, it took place in Sacramento, California. They were trying to beat a Guinness record in Florida.
Mm, okay. See, that was my feeble attempt at a transition.
Oh, I see.
Because I do have a story about Florida.
Well, I'm glad I could ruin it for you.
Mm, thanks. I really appreciate that.
That's what I'm here for.
So this one we're going to have to play tactfully.
Oh, good.
This is an interesting story here.
Okay.
All right. A Florida man. Ooh. Of course.
This is already good.
You know it's going to be rife with grossness.
From Florida. Ooh. And the end.
A Florida man was arrested after allegedly pleasuring himself at a Walmart in Kissimmee.
Ooh.
And then flinging his bodily fluids on an unsuspecting shopper.
Oh.
Taylor Davis, 20 years old, was arrested last Tuesday after a security guard spotted him in the infants department.
Oh, no.
It just keeps getting better.
Oh.
Allegedly pleasuring himself through a hole he cut inside his black hooded sweatshirt, the Orlando Sentinel reports.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Oh, it just keeps going.
Why? No! Stop!
Surveillance video allegedly shows Davis flinging bodily fluids on an unsuspecting woman and also wiping, quote, a white substance.
Cocaine.
Probably cocaine. Onto three packages of hefty trash bags. At least he was being considerate and throwing it away.
on the track, or just on the, like, the boxes.
Yeah, on the packages. He couldn't get inside. I mean, that'd be illegal to break. You know, you don't want to break open unpurchased merchandise. That's wrong. Okay, he's doing the kind, considerate thing. Okay,
obviously.
Davis allegedly told deputies that he was shopping in Walmart while listening to audio pornography on his phone and touching himself inside his shirt.
This is what he said to the police?
Mm-hmm. He admits to it. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I was in the kids department going to town,
was
wailing
it maybe
on
just
it.
A wrong place at the wrong time, assuming? Like, this is just kind of where things got to a head, so to speak.
Yeah. We're being tactful about this.
Yeah.
Here's the best. Here's I'm going to drop the bomb on you.
This is it.
Davis also said he had a problem with and confessed that he publicly publicly relieves himself at his job at Walt Disney World.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Drop the bomb. Boom goes the dynamite.
So tactful.
Yep.
So.
At his Disney World job.
I wonder if he's going to be going back there anytime soon.
Yeah, they did say that they can't confirm anything at the time, but he is on leave, unpaid leave.
I think the mouse would be pretty disappointed in you, buddy.
oh boy. Look what you did. So, okay. I think I did that tactfully.
Yeah. It could have been worse.
It could have been so much worse. But I want to say, though, I am proud of him for wiping it on the box.
Yeah? If there's one thing we can take away from that, it's that he...
Although that was after he had flung it on someone else.
Yeah. So there probably wasn't a whole lot left
at
that point. It was just residual...
This is gross.
Cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We're talking about cocaine.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Next up... On the top.
On America's Most Wanted.
I wish I could do that guy's voice. Yeah, this is what he's dead now, so I can't. I don't know. Anyway, getting off topic, but that's fine. That's what we do. Last week, you may recall, we did a bit of an article on pandas.
I don't think so.
No.
No, I don't think we talked about that.
Yeah, that definitely did.
They are lazy, freeloading pieces of crap, though.
Yeah.
I want to put myself on record there.
And they don't particularly care for reproduction. And
yeah, they want the real thing.
Little whoopee action.
They won't take reproductions.
Well, whoopee action.
Oh, yes.
You know, like, they won't watch any movies with Whoopi Goldberg in it.
I understand.
I don't understand.
Whoopi is a
Sister
peach.
Act is so no, good.
She's a peach and a true American gem.
She is. She's a comedian. Classic. Anyways, male panda Lulu seems to be doing all right for himself.
Oh, that's a guy.
Lately.
Panda.
Yes, he is. Yes. Twirl that mustache. While wading out of the laziness pool that has enveloped most pandas from fornicating, Lulu is a beacon of hope. Last week, he and his partner, Zen Zen, broke new grounds by keeping at it for almost 8 minutes.
Whoa.
The average, this is why it's so astonishing, the average time for pandas to do the nasty is like a mere minute 20 seconds.
Whoa.
So.
They were really going to
You
it.
Gotta give him some credit.
You know what?
You can't really give it to her because, I mean, I hate to say it, but, I mean, they're applauding him. Because she's just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, she's doing what pandas do best, which is just hang out.
And, and
she's
nothing.
Probably like eating an apple.
An apple.
Let's see. The researchers at Sichuan, I think it's Sichuan.
It's not Sichuan.
It's Sichuan.
Oh, okay. It's definitely not Sichuan, though, right?
Sichuan.
Okay.
Sichuan.
Sichuan.
Sichuan? Giant Panda Research Center have nicknamed him, quote, enduring brother. quote. So they're just gonna like
most enduring brother.
He endures. This week, actually, Lulu seems to have earned his title because his new partner of this week, Z May, he kept at it for 18 minutes.
Whoa!
3 seconds. So yeah, he's a trooper, really.
Truly,
he's doing his.
You know what? Take what I said about Whoopi Goldberg back. That panda's a true American hero.
That Chinese panda is a true American.
I'm sticking with it, all right? I'm not changing it.
No floundering. There's a video of them.
Gosh, gee golly. I sure want to watch that.
It's actually kind of funny. I was perusing it, and I was kind of just jumping through because it's like 4 minutes. And they're just like the same, like the last video, they're just poking the female in the butt with a stick until the guy comes over. And it's funny because I was jumping around a little bit, and every time I jumped a little bit forward, like in the beginning, it was like they were, you know, he was fully energized. He's ready to go. And then as I jumped in like half a minute to, and then another half a minute, he started slowing his pace down. And then eventually he was just kind of it looked like they were just kind of both lying there, and he was kind of kicking her a little bit. Just like, oh my God.
That sounds like any good night.
Yeah. Just kind of wear yourself out till you're both lying on the floor like, I don't know what to do.
Just proves that pandas and humans are exactly the same in every single way.
Yeah, just roll an apple into my mouth. I'm not going to go anywhere. this panda talk has been a little bit... popular lately.
Popular. Yeah.
because it's all the females are in heat, so they're trying to really get that awareness out with the public and get some of them to kind of cheer them on.
Some could say it's a real pandemic.
I don't know if they're going to hear that. That was kind of quiet.
I said pandemic.
Okay.
I think they probably heard it though.
Okay, I'll suspend my disbelief. Anyway, so that's it. So last week we talked about the laziness of pandas and how, you know, they're disgracing themselves by not fornicating. And this week it's all about cheering on Lulu because he's a real American hero.
True, truly one of the greatest American heroes of all time.
Snuffs out Whoopi Goldberg. So that's
that's
no easy feat. What do you got?
All right, so a woman in Charleston, West Virginia, was accused of attempted robbery while nude.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You know...
Lewd, nude, crude, and with attitude.
Did you just make that up?
Sure, yeah.
I hope so.
It wasn't in the article.
You didn't write it down or anything?
No.
Just so you'd remember.
I'm just a clever individual, because I'm able to rhyme things.
That's one of the prerequisites.
Police got a call early Thursday morning about a robbery at the One Stop convenience store at the same time they were responding to a call about a naked woman in a nearby parking lot.
Ooh, relate.
Guess what? They're the same thing. Witnesses told police that Dreema Setliff walked into the convenience store carrying the towel, but was not using it to cover herself. Yeah, the police were saying that she was just carrying it around with her, just happened to be carrying a towel with her.
What? While naked. Like she came out of the shower and she...
Yeah.
She was just like, you know what? I forgot my
shampoo. So she grabbed the female, she accosted the female clerk, grabbed her by the hair, and demanded that she open the safe.
Ooh.
All while nude, carrying a towel.
She didn't have a weapon?
No. No, she just came in nude.
That's disarming enough, I guess.
Yeah. Authorities attempted to arraign Setliff on Thursday morning, but she came in crying and refused to talk to the judge. Like a 12-year-old.
No, I don't wanna. I'm not talking to you. I want to take my clothes off again.
The court said it will try again on Friday, and her bond will be set at $50,000.
Wow.
I think that's rather bold. They do suspect, although they cannot prove it yet, they suspect the drugs were involved. I'm going to say that I'm going to save them some time and tell them, yes, that they were.
Perhaps.
You're welcome, cops.
Maybe some bath salts of sorts.
I just... Okay. If drugs aren't involved,
yeah.
Why?
What? Well,
okay, you're robbing a place, you're looking for money, you need something.
That's true.
Why nude? Also, why bring a towel but not use it to cover yourself? Or use it at all? Yeah. Why just carry a towel?
You might as well have been nude. Carrying like a necktie. Like, yeah, there's no point to it.
It's a completely random
one glove.
Piece of, yeah. No, that glove would have brought him back to the scene, to the real killer.
Well, the glove would have brought love. So
it's true. See, you can do it too.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh,
truly a world that we live in, full of rhyming folks.
Lastly, we have kind of in the same vein of nakedness.
Oh, good. I like that.
YouTuber Gerard Whelan.
Gerard Depardieu.
Gerard Depardieu. He was caught in the middle of the action, so to speak.
What action?
When he discovered that there was something amiss playing at the KFC restaurant TV.
Oh boy, where all exciting things happen.
Anyway, camera in hand, he filmed an X-rated video being played on the nearly deserted eating area of the KFC.
Oh, wait, whoa, what?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
He was filming a video or record? Yes.
You go into a fast food restaurant nowadays, and they have, they try to make it look like a cafe, and they put a couple of flat screen TVs in the corners to play, like, mostly news, you know, you would assume. Yeah. Well, it wasn't news this time. It was a pornography video.
Oh, good.
He was just incredulous, like... So he's like, so I'm at KFC, and he just kind of points the camera around the corner, and there's this explicit video playing on the TV.
Wow.
Just like nothing. I mean, it didn't really look like there was really anybody else in the restaurant area, because it looked late, but still, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Then there was a man, I think, in the foreground. He was right in front of the TV, and he was just, he stared up at it for a minute and just kind of walks away slowly. Just like,
what other response can you have? What a weird thing.
It was truly bizarre.
Expecting your chicken, and there's folks doing it on the TV. That's, okay, usually you have to pay extra for that.
You get a little more breast and thigh than you're looking for.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, heavens. Lord have mercy. Bless my heart.
They don't seem to know what brought this on. Like, where this stemmed from exactly.
I have a theory.
Okay.
My theory is people seem to be doing this lately with smartphones.
Yeah.
Smartphones, a lot of them have infrared. They have infrared that you can transmit. I'm wording this very poorly.
Uh-huh.
It's probably some punk or something outside on his phone that changed the channel.
Oh, they hacked it?
Yeah, streamed a video to it through some sort of something. That's my guess.
That's an elaborate prank.
I've seen that done in like schools and stuff.
That sounds like a Project Mayhem thing.
Yeah.
Like from Fight Club. That's something they do.
It's very silly, and they should be ashamed.
They should, because it's not funny.
And I'm going to tell their mothers.
You should.
Absolutely.
Whoever they are. The mothers of the actors on the screen?
Yes.
Their mother would probably be very shocked to know what kind of profession they're...
I think they know.
They know.
Anything else for that?
That's kind of all I had. I mean, at your own discretion, if you feel the need, you can go see the video. It's like
that's
half
okay.
a minute. But
I think I get what's going on.
I'm
picking up what they're
it.
Putting down.
Yeah.
I'm smelling what they're cooking, much like the rock before me.
Good. That's good. Well, he was the one cooking.
That's
then.
True. I was the one smelling.
Yeah.
Again, I'm stuck in this smell-to-cook ratio here, back and forth. You cook, I smell.
Yes, you
rock,
do.
Rock, I love you. Okay, well, I guess that's it for this week. We appreciate you all joining us again. We'll see you all next week. Anything else you want to exit out with? Anything you want to say before we head out?
No.
All right, well, then that's all we have for this week.
And remember, the bloodhound is the only animal whose evidence is admissible in court.
Thanks for listening.